for all the saints. Today we have celebrated All Saints Day. That is what we are about. It's a day that we remember those who have passed from this time, this life, and to life eternal. And on this day we are especially reminded that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. They're all around us. When someone mentions the word saint, what image comes to your mind? Think about it. Perhaps you think about the saints that you've read about in books, things that you've heard about. Saint Francis of Assisi. And this past year, Mother Teresa was made into a saint. She's now Saint Teresa. And there's many other Saint Teresas, but she's one. So many other saints that you hear about, good people that have done wonderful things. Persons who have done great things for God and perhaps even performed some type of miracle through Him. Maybe you think about statues that you've seen, things that you place around in gardens, things that maybe that you've seen throughout. If you go to any of the Roman Catholic churches around and see some of the, especially their cemeteries or in their churches, you see a lot of these beautiful saints. Maybe you think about necklaces, medallions, things that are made for saints, Saint Christopher, all kinds of things we think about. Saint Teresa of Avila, so many people, so many people. A saint can be defined as a holy person, a person who has been redeemed, or someone who has been declared righteous. By the definition, anyone who has received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior is a saint. The book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 32 through 41, tells of Peter going down to the saints, the followers of Jesus, who lived in Lydda, to a disciple named Tabitha, or Dorcas. It's according to what translation you have is who she is called, whom Peter restored to life. She was a saint. The Bible also tells us the importance of meeting the needs of the saints. In Romans 12:13, we read, contribute to the needs of the saints. In 2 Corinthians 9:11-12, we find these words, you will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us for the rendering of this ministry. Not only supplies the needs of the saints, but it also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. The words saint and Christian or follower of Jesus are interchangeable here. They're used in the same thing. So saint, Christian, follower. You're a saint. Today's passage from the first letter of John reminds each and every one of us that when we accept God's love through Jesus Christ, we are called children of God. We are the saints. A person becomes a saint through that love, that great, great love of God. Saints can be called children of God because of the great love that God has poured out upon us. He just pours His love upon us. As God's children, we have worth beyond this world. But being a child of God is not in some distant or future state. We are God's children here and now, this very day. You see, as God's children, we live differently, following the example of Jesus Christ. It is as the world does not even know us. We live abundantly, filled with love, joy, hope, and peace. You see, the fruit of the Spirit that we find in Galatians 5:22-23, it says they are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You see, these are the characteristics of a saint and a child of God. Are any of these the fruit? Are they evident in your life? What are you doing to cultivate these many? The fruit of the Spirit. You see, this passage also tells us that being a saint is a work in progress. What we will be has not yet been revealed. 1 John 3:2 that we just read. I love the children's song that says, He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. Do you know that song? He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How lovely and patient He must be. Because he's still working on me. He's still working on us, people. Each and every day of our lives, he's working on us. You see, in this life that you and I live, we strive to become more and more like Christ. We are becoming reflections of who God is. And God is that. When someone says, I see God in you, or I see Jesus in you, sometimes we say, oh, no, you don't, or thank you, and we're kind of embarrassed, but you should say thank you. And you should be humbled, but you should be grateful and say, I've got to continue to do these things, not to go hide. You see, this process of becoming a perfect reflection of Christ will take us all of our days on this earth until the day when we see our God face to face. If this is our hope and our destiny, then we will do all in our power to make ourselves ready. All who have this hope in Him purify themselves, it says in 3:3, as Christ is pure. And Paul talks about this also, his own process of becoming all that God wants us to be in the third chapter of Philippians, verses 12 through 14. He says, I'm pressing on towards God. Not that I have already obtained this or I have already reached that goal, but I press on to make it my own, he says, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing that I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press onward toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. I press on towards the mark. I press on towards that goal because it is mine. You see, Paul would later refer to this process as a race in 2 Timothy 4:7 when he says, all here, I press on towards that mark. It is a race. I'm journeying. I'm going. I'm getting there. All Saints Sunday reminds us of the saints along that race course. Throughout our journey of life, those that we have met, we who encourage us and who cheer us on, you see, we are so truly surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. You can look at the list that we read this morning and look and think about the things that they have encouraged us along the way, and they have been there to cheer us and to lead us on. And on this day, I invite you to remember those this day who have entered the church triumphant today, who have gone on before us, whether it was this year or the years past, those people that were a part of who you are. Perhaps they died this year, perhaps they died many years ago. Remember that they are still with us. We carry them with us every day, in our heart, in our spirits, in our very being, the things about us. You see, they surround us. They're there with us. And as you travel this road of life, striving to become what God wants you to be, know that you're not alone. Know that each and every one in here has been on the same road. It might be a little different. It might be a little rockier. It might be a different circumstance, but we've all traveled that road. Standing along that path is a great cloud of witnesses that are there cheering us on, each and every one of us. May we all persevere until the day when we see Jesus, our Lord and Savior, face to face. For all the saints who from their labors rest. Let us pray.